You're listening to the Isoca Journal podcast. In this edition, we're speaking with Steve Ross, author of the Isoca Journal's Information Security Matters column. In this podcast, we're discussing Steve's Volume 3 column titled Challengeable Truths. So Steve, your article opens with a line from the play Dah. Can you tell us why you began your article with that line and how it relates to challengeable truths?
The opening of the article is based on a quote that has always stuck with me from a play called Dah by the Irish playwright Hugh Leonard. And it was lovely. It says, and I'm paraphrasing because I could never find the exact words, but it said, "Everything that I knew in my youth to be true has been overturned, refuted, disavowed, or revised." Well, the pace of change in our times, I think, leads everybody to feel like that, that nothing that we used to know is absolute anymore. I suspect every age thinks the same thing, but it's certainly true in ours. And when you start from that position, it allows you to take entire fields of intellectual endeavor, of which information security is certainly one, and say, well, what if what I always thought was true isn't true? And I think it's a healthy exercise to go back to square one and rethink what you believe, if only to confirm what you believe or to find potential exceptions, which are, you know, in the newspapers every day now. What we are absolutely certain of, we may not be certain of for long, and it benefits us all to rethink it.
This column says risk assessments should not be performed as a component of cybersecurity. Why is this?
Well, I'm up against no less of an authority than NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology. But it is to the heart of what is, in my mind, standing in our way of dealing effectively with cybersecurity, and has been since this became an evident problem. Cybersecurity, or put it the other way, the lack of cybersecurity or cyber risk, is not risk-based. It is threat-based. The risk of being attacked in any given day, in any given instance, is very small. Were you cyber attacked yesterday? Do you think you're going to be cyber attacked tomorrow? Most of us aren't, including most companies, aren't going to be cyber attacked at any given time. So that when you annualize the risk, which is what most risk assessment methodologies do, and base it on probability times impact, you may say that the impact is high, but the probability is so low that they cancel each other out. You come out with a determination that I don't have to do anything about it. The most commonly heard argument in favor of doing nothing is, what's the risk? Who's going to attack us? Which has caused a lot of grief for a lot of companies, as you know. The more, contemporary risk management thinking says that if a risk is credible, in other words, if there is a credible threat, and cyber risk, cyber attacks are a credible threat, then management must deal with it. Now, one of the things management could do is to just take an informed position that says, okay, I know the risk and I'm willing to accept it. I think that's antithetical to information security across the board. Or you can choose to do something about it based on the credibility of the threat. Remember, it's threat-based, not risk-based, and therefore take appropriate action. How much of that action is part of a decision that every management has to make about investing in prevention, detection, and recovery that has been you know, raging ever since, I suppose, the first humans built towns with fortresses and walls. But the problem that I see, and the reason that I wanted to really focus that on that on this in that article, is that the assessment of risk results in a justification for inaction, and that's the problem.
That distinction between a threat-based approach versus a risk-based approach is really interesting. Do you find that most enterprises are using a threat-based approach or a risk-based approach?
Definitely the latter. You pick up a book like the NIST framework and says, okay, you should perform a risk assessment. And it comes out with an answer that I think leads in the wrong direction. I think more enlightened IT executives, and in particular board members, are saying, I don't care what the risk assessment tells me. I think this is something I've got to do something about, or we have to do something about.
And when it comes to these challengeable truths, are there people who are unwilling to challenge what they once thought to be true?
In every age, in every nation, there have always been people who are uncomfortable challenging accepted notions. I would also say that the greatest achievements in humankind have been caused by people who have taken an accepted notion and turned it on its head to see what they got. It becomes so easy to be complacent because you've got some basic principles, you move ahead with those principles, and you never challenge them. One of the things I'm afraid that cyber attacks have caused us to do is to, and that was the purpose of this article, is to rethink almost everything. Start with a blank piece of paper and re-architect system environments, rethink what really constitutes security, rethink the organizational and policy basis of security and control. Like I said, I think that's always difficult. People don't like to have their nice, neat shibboleths challenged. But I think it's necessary to do it.
Thanks, Steve. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But be sure to read Steve's Isoca Journal Volume 3 column titled Challengeable Truths,